It is that weekend. We've got to set the clocks. We spring forward this weekend with the nice weather that is predicted for us as well. It's also a weekend to spring out into the yard if you don't have any of that snow still hanging around, as I know some of you do. Joining us live, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath. He is our Friday yard warrior. Mike, what could we do this weekend if we got the itch with the warmer weather to go outside?
What do you mean if on Sunday, who is not going to have that itch if it's kissing like 65? I mean, we humans specialize in deluding ourselves, you know, one warm day in December and people think that's it. Put out the tomatoes. Winter's over.
I'm with you.
So I know. I've heard somebody in the studio today is a known gun jumper when it comes to planting early.
Why is he really looking at me?
I don't know. Mike, where do you start? What do you do first?
The first thing you have to remember is air temperature has nothing to do with soil temperature. The soil temperature is going to be much too cold to germinate seeds for like another solid month yet. But there are a lot of plants that love this kind of weather. You know, my early spring bulbs are up and blooming like everybody else's. The snowdrops, the glory of snow, the really early ones. You can have pansies growing outside. They will actively grow in this weather, and you can harvest and eat their flowers. Garden centers are going to be open this weekend selling started plants of lettuce, spinach, broccoli, pansies, other cool weather crops. The interesting thing is the ground is too cold to support the seeds, but it's fine for the living plants that are already started. So you can put out a garden of salad greens, get your broccoli started early, and those things will actively grow in this weather. And of course, you want to have your pea seeds in hand for next weekend, which is St. Patrick's Day, which is the lucky day to plant peas in your garden.
See, you got me all excited. I actually am going to put some broccoli in the yard this weekend. Thanks for the suggestion. Mike McGrath is our Friday yard warrior, WTOP's garden editor.